To wrap up our last few weeks of microbiology chats today, we're amongst the vines and looking at the microbes in the vineyard. To take us on the microscopic journey, we're joined as always by Cal Lee. Cal, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Thanks. Is it vineyard me. Or is it vineyard? Have I just made it?
No, vineyard. Vineyard. Oh, vineyard. Yeah,
even,
yeah,
though
yeah.
It's even though it's spelled vineyard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to blame the French on that. I don't even know if it's true, but I'm going to blame them anyway.
I love blaming the French. It's
yeah,
fun.
It's easy.
So what kind of microbial life is out there in the vineyard?
Yeah. So people might not know this, but vineyards are typically outside.
No.
I know. But because of this, the like microbial complexity and the microbial interactions we have in a vineyard are actually like pretty complex and pretty out there. So we sort of separate them into things that are based in the soil. Mm. And then within that, you sort of have your things that are like movers. So think about like earthworms and stuff that sort of like physically move soil around and break them down to smaller particles. And then you have your decomposers, things sort of like your mycorrhizas, your funguses, and your sort of soil bacteria. And they physically break down the chemical compounds. And then we also have the whole field of stuff that basically is in the same way that, you know, your skin is constantly covered in microbes. Don't think about it too hard, please. But the vine, like a vine in a vineyard, is also constantly covered in microbial life. Some of that's beneficial. Some of that's potentially really dangerous. Most of that is pretty inert and doesn't actually have a lot of interactions there.
So what are some of the beneficial microbes, and then what are some of the more harmful ones?
So when we're talking about beneficial stuff, I mean, first and foremost, there's sort of what we call indigenous yeast. They're yeast that are already occurring on the grape skins. And they're all around the vineyard. They always are. You can't do anything about them, really. And that's sort of when we start to talk about wild fermentations. Those are sort of the things that kickstart those off. And we also have what I think is actually a really important part is sort of your root-based funguses or your root-based bacterium, which basically allow... they work in a symbiotic relationship with the actual root structure to allow chemical reactions to happen at that layer that basically allow the plant to uptake nutrients that it couldn't just by itself. So super duper important in just like plant fertility and all that stuff. And then, you know, this sort of leads us into the whole concept of microbial terroir, which is basically like depending on the buildup of the microbes in that soil gives you very specific sort of nutrient uptakes, which can change the resulting end wine products there. When we come to sort of more dangerous microbes in the vineyard, we're mainly talking about things that we consider to be vine pathogens or vine diseases. You know, famously there was Phylloxera, which is like basically a small aphid, not quite microscopic, but has sort of pseudo-microscopic stages in its life. And that nearly completely wiped out the French grape industry in the late 1800s, early 1900s. We also have the two mildews, which are downy and powdery. You know, downy produces sort of soft, fine hairs on the leaves, and powdery sort of produces this ashy substance there. And all three of these basically were introduced into the Vitis species basically as part of the Columbian Exchange when American grapevine material started to be moved over to Europe. It sort of brought with it all of these microbes that were sort of predated, like preyed on that sort of vine material. And which is why sort of we focus so much on American and European hybrids to sort of counteract that thing, because it's only really the American vines that have these natural defenses against a lot of these microbial pathogens.
And so how can we see the effect of vineyard microbes in a finished wine? So you sort of mentioned that at the top.
Yeah, so there's sort of like the microbial terroir aspect. And this is like a pretty new sort of kind of sensory field. I'm not going to claim I'm an expert because I don't really think there are any experts on it just yet. You know, it's a pretty new uncharted territory that's only really started to be looked into since the early 2000s, and our understanding of it is still really emerging. But I did want to sort of just briefly touch on sort of a few different ways that you can see negative microbial effects that might happen in the vineyard and the wine. With your mildews, the real common sort of tasting note I always hear is like wet cardboard or wet dog. You know, it is a mold extensively, so it does have that sort of like moldiness effect. And you know, those two particularly are pretty rampant all over Australia. You don't ever really see Phylloxera tainted wines, because if you've got Phylloxera, you're not really making wine at that point.
The vine's
it's
gone.
Done.
The vine's gone. Yeah. It's
And the other one, which I think is actually really interesting to talk about, is Botrytis, which is a white mold that actually grows on the grapes. Traditionally seen as like pretty faulty. But in very specific circumstances, can actually dehydrate the grapes to a state which really helps to concentrate the actual sugars in them. And that allows us to make a certain selection of sweet wines. Like, you know, you think of your, like, the Bortley Noble One, that's how that's made. And specifically that always, the go-to tasting note for me is always like marmalade. It's that kind of like bitter sweetness to it, it tends to have. And it sort of has some like really interesting effects on changing the sort of the aromatic composition of a wine. But you know, like, you know, so even things that can be a negative could be a positive in circumstances, as long as they're managed properly in the vineyard and sort of the winemaking is in check with what with sort of what those changes are causing in the grape.
And what were you drinking this week? Anything? Yeah. Anything wet cardboard? Anything?
No, this is not a wet cardboard wine. No.
Okay, great.
I wanted to shout out the Majama Insolia. Majama is a pretty new little wine startup by a guy called Roger. Oh, I've forgotten his last name. But he's based out of the sort of like M&J Becker crew up in the Hunter Valley there, who are really pushing the envelope in sort of what it is to do winemaking. Insolia is a native variety to Sicily. And part of what they do with the winemaking is that they focus a lot on amphora, so like clay aged wines and stuff like that. You'll notice it because it has a very distinct black clay bottle that it comes in. But I think in terms of sort of like the new wave of Hunter Valley winemakers, this is basically as cutting edge as it gets. And I think he's making some really, really incredible stuff that is definitely worth checking out.
Wonderful. Well, that's it for Wine Chat.
What
are we looking at next week?
I think we're going to do one little last unit on this sort of like microbial journey. And then I think we'll sort of move into talking about what, you know, the big things for the end of the year. You know, there maybe I'll give out a few awards. Maybe wow. Well, there won't be awards. I don't have the budget for that. But, well, you know, like,
there'll be accolades.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell people, hey, you did a pretty good job. Yeah, well, and I'm a guy on the radio, so that's important.
So what you made me say at the start, yeah, which is to wrap up our last few weeks,
yeah,
it was a lie.
It was, well, because these aren't necessarily going to be my... We're going to talk about like vine pathogens, okay, and stuff, and some of them are slightly bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All which right. is going to be important to think about.
All right. We'll have a real thinker of a
yeah,
of a
it's
chat
not going
week.
To be just microscopic. There's going to be macroscopic things
oh,
we will even talk about. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting.
Well, as usual, Cal, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
We'll catch you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for coming on.